Carl Zuloff. I am a retired professor of agricultural economics at Ohio State University. My areas of specialization are agricultural policy and futures and options markets.
Carl, you recently came out with a report kind of looking at how the hay market has evolved and changed over the last century or so. Can you share a little bit more about how production as well as other drivers have changed?
Production of hay in the last 100 years would take you back to roughly 1920. And since 1920, actually since 1919, which is when USDA began reporting data by alfalfa, what you notice is that hay production has increased or did increase throughout most of the 20th century, but during the 21st century, or since the turn of the century, we have seen production of hay actually trending lower. And principally, alfalfa production has trended lower. Production of non-alfalfa hay has erratically but trended higher throughout the 21st century and going all the way back to the early 1990s. So you've seen a shift away from alfalfa hay to non-alfalfa hay is one of the characteristics of the hay market over the last 25 to 30 years.
Has that been a shift in acres or yield, or maybe what are some of those factors changing?
It has been due to both, Nicole. Acres of alfalfa peaked in 1957, and they've been trending erratically lower since about the late 1970s. In fact, since 1979, alfalfa acres have declined by 37% in the U.S. Over the same period of time, or since 1979, acres of other hay, other types of hay, have increased by 12%, and alfalfa's share of all hay acres has dropped over this same period of time from 45% to 31%. That's a really sizable change in shares of production over what is historically a relatively recent period of time. But that's the acre side of things. On the yield side of things, it's interesting to me that yields of both alfalfa and non-alfalfa hay for the last 100 years really only increased in a period of time that expanded about a third of that 100 years or a third of that century. Alfalfa yields trended higher from 1950 to the mid-1980s and have basically been stable since. Non-alfalfa yields trended higher from the from 1965 to the mid 1990s, and they've stabilized since then. So you've seen stable yields for all hay since about the mid 1990s. So unlike many of the ag commodities, yield increases have not been a consistent defining feature of the U.S. hay market.
What are some examples of those other types of hay and maybe some reasoning behind the shift from alfalfa?
The other types of hay would be timothy, clover, broom, I think it's called broom grass, and those other types of grass and clover-type hays. It's an interesting question why the shift. My guess is it has to do with changing livestock composition in the U.S. Now, I want to emphasize, Nicole, that this is a guess. We've seen, for example, I think beef production has probably trended higher to a lesser extent than other commodities. We've seen changes in the horse population, and neither one of those is really my area of expertise. But that's where I would look for further, and I do intend to look further into the changing composition of livestock. But that would be my initial argument for why we've seen the changes between alfalfa and non-alfalfa hay.
If there hasn't been any major shifts in the type of production over that period of time since about the 80s, how has that kept pace with the needs of a growing livestock industry?
I would point out that I think the industry, that the hay market has, in fact, changed somewhat since the mid-1980s because of this shift from non-alfalfa to alfalfa hay. So I would argue that the industry has been shifting. I would suppose that one of the factors of the increasing rise of the horse industry, the recreational horse industry, horse riding, equestrian, I'm talking about an area for which I'm not, but I think they tend to feed them non-alfalfa hay. And so that would be one of the things that's going on. So I think the industry has actually been adjusting to what's been going on in the market. And I think you see that primarily in the change in the composition of the types of hay that are being produced.
When competing to other commodity acreage like corn and soybeans, how has the shift in acres maybe changed with how some of the crop acres are farmed today?
Well, one of the things that's very discernible over the last 100 years is that because yields of the hay varieties and hay in total has tended to be less robust in terms of its increase relative to other commodities, you will see a fairly steady decline in the ratio of hay yields to corn, which is the one that I looked at. And I chose corn because corn is often considered to be the core American field crop. And so it's often used as a benchmark, and I wanted to keep the assessment pretty simple. But that line, that ratio of all hay to corn, has basically just consistently trended downward over the last 50 years. One of the suppositions would be that in the last 50 years, we've seen a very rapid growth in the poultry industry. And poultry uses corn and it uses soybean meal. It doesn't use hay. And so that shifting yield ratio is consistent with the shifting in the livestock sector towards more of a poultry. In terms of the price ratio, which is the other major factor that economists tend to look at, what we see is that the ratio of the hay price to the corn price actually trended higher until about the early part of this century, and it's trended lower since. I really don't have a good explanation for why the price of hay would have declined for corn, other than to pose the hypothesis this could be a reflection of the growth of the ethanol market and the growth of an additional demand for corn outside of the traditional livestock and feed and export markets. Whether that's true or not, I haven't done enough analysis to say that, but at least it would be consistent with that story of the growth of ethanol has raised the price of corn relative to the price of hay.
Taking some of this information over the last century, any expectations of how the hay market could change in years ahead?
I really haven't thought about that question as much as maybe I should have, Nicole. I was trying to understand what was going on as a first step in this process of trying to think about the role of hay. I am going to supposition that the hay market will continue to evolve along the lines that it has for the last 20 years. In other words, throughout the 21st century. The one issue that could arise would be the potential for environmental benefits to become part of the pricing structure of commodities. And hay, whether it's alfalfa or non-alfalfa hay, does have the evidence and the reputation of producing less erosion. And so if we decided to, price or provide incentives for crops that provide environmental services, you could see that shift some of the acres back to hay. Now, that would require a major change in policy. We haven't seen that. We haven't seen talk about that. But that would be the one major factor that could possibly change the future from the past. Of course, the other is if something happened genetically or in terms of consumer preferences that would change the mix of livestock from what has been going on for the last, let's say, quarter of a century. Those would be the two things that I would look for, Nicole, for changes in the trends. One would be on a policy side with respect to environmental services. The second would be on the market side with respect to changing consumer taste and preferences for the different types of meats.